Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today we're covering the Historic Preservation Advisory Board meeting from July 15, 2026, where board members pushed back on the proposed framework for updated design standards for the Neighborhood Conservation Overlay District, questioning whether the approach was too complex and missed the core issues residents care about.
Also on the agenda, the board discussed demolition code revisions and heard several housekeeping announcements, including the appointment of Michael Wiseman as the new board chair and Ashley Wilson as vice chair.
Let's get into it. The bulk of this meeting was a presentation from the Lakota Group, the consulting firm hired to overhaul the NCOD design guidelines. Deputy Director of Community Development Rebecca Harbage opened by framing this as an overhaul, not a series of small edits, and noted it was described that way in the Phase 1 recommendations adopted in May 2025. She acknowledged the community's concerns about bulk, mass, and scale, but said staff would seek direction from the City Commission on whether to address those issues through the design guidelines, through changes to zoning districts, or whether the Commission considers the matter settled after the recent UDC update.
The Lakota Group's Siraj presented engagement results from over 300 participants. The online survey drew 248 respondents, with 56% living inside the NCOD. Key themes included a desire for clearer standards, distinguishing what's required versus recommended, stronger guidance on massing and scale, and protection of neighborhood character through compatible design. When asked how well current guidelines protect historic character, only 8% said very well, while 39% said somewhat well, and another 39% said not very well.
One exercise stood out. The consultants took existing multifamily buildings in the NCOD, re-rendered them with materials found in nearby historic districts, and asked whether that changed respondents' views. 70% said yes. But board member Allison Sweeney, who serves as the commission liaison, flagged an important distinction. The question asked whether the re-rendered buildings changed how respondents felt, not whether the buildings were acceptable. As Sweeney put it, the mass and scale issue still exists, but would one prefer the one that's dressed up to the other one? Well, sure.
The consultants proposed a four-tier framework. Tier 1, preservation, would apply to formally designated historic resources with the strictest protections. Tier 2, preservation eligible, would recognize areas that could become historic resources, with slightly more flexibility. Tier 3, character, would focus on preserving neighborhood identity and development patterns. And Tier 4, context, would apply to remaining NCOD properties with a focus on compatibility. A draft map showed these tiers applied across the overlay district, though Harbage and the consultants stressed the map was illustrative, not a proposal.
Board members raised concerns about complexity. Board member Allison Brecky, the preservation planner on the board, said she was actually pretty shocked that we are proposing what I would call complex design guidelines due to the fact that we just approved a very complex unified development ordinance. She questioned the four-tier approach, saying she wouldn't support a preservation-eligible tier without seeing the data behind how those areas were determined.
Brecky also challenged the proposed chapters on building materials, arguing the current guidelines work well for materials and window placement. She said the core problems are outside historic districts, in zoning districts allowing more density. Best practice right now is to have design guidelines that are very advisory, and to have your code, your zoning regulation, have what you really want to emerge in your community, she said. Well, we just approved that, and now we're having design guidelines trying to fix this.
Sweeney echoed those concerns. She said, "The two major things I think we've all heard is that we want these things to be enforceable, and we want new construction to be appropriate in mass and scale. I've never had someone come to me and say, 'My neighbor put in new windows, and it's destroyed the character of my neighborhood.'" She added that micromanaging homeowners gives historic preservation a horrible name.
Preservation architect Douglas Gilbert from the Lakota Group address the gap between base zoning and the overlay district. He warned that when a wide gap exists between what zoning allows and what an overlay requires, it creates a lot of conflict and can actually harm preservation or character goals long term, because people can appeal decisions and push the boundaries every single time a project comes in. He recommended bringing the zoning closer to the overlay rather than relying on the overlay to restrict what base zoning permits.
Board member James Webster, attending remotely, described his inbox as having been lit up like a Christmas tree on the base zoning versus NCOD issue. He called it a real you-know-what storm and urged more open, constructive communication at the community level.
Sweeney also reported that after the NCOD neighborhood focus group met the previous Thursday, she received calls from four of the neighborhood representatives expressing frustration. She said their concerns centered on the framework overly micromanaging small homeowners while not addressing mass and scale compatibility.
By the end of the discussion, there appeared to be a directional consensus that four tiers may be too many. Chair Wiseman suggested three: preservation, local landmark, and context, collapsing the character and preservation eligible tiers. Several board members agreed. No formal vote was taken, as this was a feedback session. The Lakota Group will return with revised drafts, with a possible in-person visit in September.
On demolition code, the board ran short on time. Wiseman had circulated notes with recommendations from prior discussions, and the board voted unanimously to forward those notes to Community Planning Collaborative, the consultant handling code amendments. The board plans to review a draft of revised demolition code at its August 19th meeting.
Also at the August meeting, the board will discuss B3 building heights and zone edge transitions, timed ahead of a City Commission work session on August 25th. Board members agreed to watch the Community Development Board's presentation on that topic in advance to use their meeting time for discussion rather than a repeat presentation. The City Commission will also hold a work session on advisory boards the following week.
This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.